the turbulence is something like this. That if a graph of velocity of very turbulent, it's something like this. But what is this? So what this chaos means? And well, if you look at this picture, you may find that we have that derivatives are big. Derivatives are big. Okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So what means so derivatives is big. So but then question, what does it mean that it's big? And to answer this question, let me consider some model problem. So in fact, now I would like to turn to Burger's equation, which is much simpler than Navier-Stokes equation. And so I need to write down Burger's equation. So in order, well, everybody knows that how to write down Burger's equation, I need just to delete negative or positive pressure and delete diversion free condition, and I get Burger's equation. Now Burger's equation is much more simple, and let's study turbulence for Burger's equation, and at the end I will connect it to the turbulence of Navier-Stokes equation. Okay, but well, we have well, we should study, of course, a three-dimensional picture, three-dimensional situation. So this torus should be three-dimensional. But let me first study one-dimensional situation. What we know for turbulence for Burger's equation in one-dimensional case. This is very simple, very simple. And so for 1D case, well, we have this equation. Plus equal to zero, and well, the turbulence. Well, everybody knows that turbulence. Yeah. Because I'm going to suppress it also. Because viscosity coefficient should be small, Reynolds number should be big, so let's suppress this to zero, okay? And how to study turbulence for this equation? So we need to study inviscid Burger's equation, and how turbulence developed for this equation. So for this equation, it's very easy to answer question, what does mean that this is big? This big is, we'll see, that means that it's infinity. So everybody knows a standard picture for this equation, how to solve this equation. We have a method of characteristics. So we have some shock lines, we have characteristics, they intersect, and when they intersect, we have shock, derivatives become infinity, and so on. So we see that for Burger's equation, for this model, what's responsible for turbulence or for blow up? Responsible is intersection of characteristics. Okay? And so let's try do this idea in a multi-dimensional case. Maybe we also have this phenomena in multi-dimensional case. And actually, it turns out that yes, we can do this. And Let me ask question. When we have for this model, we have no turbulence if characteristic do not intersect. So when this happens. Well, I recall I am considered periodic case. So I have some periods, say, from 0 to 1. I have periodic case, and in periodic case, characteristics do not intersect if and only if initial state is constant. So I have condition derivative equal to 0 is equivalent no blow up. No blow up of derivatives. So derivatives not goes to infinity, so that derivative is small, and this is equivalent. And yeah, exactly. Yeah, that means in periodic case we have no blow up for this equation if and only if initial state is constant. And question is, what happens for high dimension? Can we answer this question for high dimensional? And let me write down Burgers' question again. This equation for I suppress it to zero. And I want to say that I'm considered not only potential case, because usually people when they study Burgers' equation, they consider only potential case. So initial state E0 is not necessary potential. And let me answer for my question. Question is, what is condition to have no blow up for Burgers' equation? And actually, condition is consider Jacobi matrix of initial state. So this is n by n matrix. It depends on position. And let's take nth power of this matrix. And suppose it is totally equal to zero. Then this is equivalent to no blow up condition. No blow up condition. So my answer is that for this equation on torus, we have no blow up if and only if Jacobi matrix is nilpotent everywhere. And let me discuss this condition in more detail. Let's discuss this example and this condition. So it's preserved. This condition is preserved. But let me discuss a multi-dimensional case. Why it's not so trivial? Well, first of all, in 1D case, we have no room for characteristics. So if they're not parallel, they must intersect. And in multi-dimensional case, we have room for characteristics, and they may behave something like this. So I try to draw they may, this is hyperboloid, and you know hyperboloids consist of lines, and you can easily construct example non-constant flow, which in well, this is actually here you have R2. So this is in two-dimensional setting, we can easily construct example where characteristic not parallel but not, never intersect. So our problem is not so trivial, and let me speak about the about this. So first of all, I would like to restrict. Well, later on, I will. I will restrict myself for two-dimensional case. But before, let me show how this condition appears. So, if I take initial state U0, here U0 of x, then I can, and if I have this equation, then I can generate a flow map. So this is and flow map, so T is parameter, and this is x plus t u naught of x. So this is So this is characteristics for this equation. And so I can construct solution starting from this characteristic. So this is just the same as in one-dimensional case. So now I have map, which maps original position to position at time t. So it maps this point to this point. Okay. And I don't want to have intersection. I don't want to have intersection. So this is equivalent. I need to have inverse map. So what I need a condition that Jacobian of this map is non-zero for any time t. Let's try to write this condition. So we have, so this is map and Jacobian is derivative of x is 1, this identity matrix plus t times Jacobian matrix. So this is Jacobian matrix of map. Now let's compute a determinant. So determinant is determinant equal 1 plus some polynomial in t plus t some coefficient plus t squared some coefficient and so on. One can easily find that these coefficients are just characteristic numbers for this matrix. So if I would like to have this non-zero, well, one of the way to require that all coefficients are zero, so and this is exactly condition to be this matrix to be nilpotent. So I just prove that if this matrix is nilpotent, we have no blow up. And inverses can be shown quite easily. Let me, well, not, I will miss some step because it may be technical. So how to show inverse? Inverse. So suppose du naught dx to the n not equal to zero. Then some step which I'm not going to prove now, but I will illustrate it in 1D case. If you have this condition, then there is points roughly speaking this where particles diverge, and there is points where particle contract. So like in one dimensional case, if you have non-constant function, then derivative sometimes positive, sometimes negative. So this fact can be extended to multi-dimensional case in this form. And now let's forget about divergent part. Let's consider this contraction part. So now we have some small ball, and the characteristics of a contract. Then let's calculate volume of this ball. And you can easily show that volume of this ball will become negative after some time. So if it will become negative, so this small sphere will turn it inside out, which is, well, that there is some sphere here, and it's this part of sphere goes this way. So we have sphere turns it inside out, and so characteristic must intersect somewhere, and we get condition will blow up because the same point I have two value of function, so I have blow up. And now let me conclude with some more explanation. What does this condition means? This condition, well, okay. So answer for question is some determinant, some matrix should be nilpotent. But one can ask what this means. Can we answer this question? And in fact, not completely. Well, in 1D case, so we have. So 1D case, du naught dx power 1 equals 0. U naught is constant. And 2D case, du naught dx squared equal to 0. So this matrix should be nilpotent. Well, one can easily construct example of nilpotent matrix. Well, this matrix is nilpotent. So what corresponds to this matrix? For this matrix, we have a flow like this. flow like this, and also if I take this flow and rotate a little bit for any angle, I also get a flow with nilpotent Jacobi matrix, and I can add constants to this flow. And theorem is this is equivalent to flow which is constant, well, which is in the same direction but with different speed. So this is equivalent, and actually proof probably I will not go now, but proof here is geometry. And for ND, here we have open question. So I don't know what condition for ND. And so probably I will not compute turbulence and stop here. Yes. This is so. I think I should stop here.